Laura Zanardi and Monica Borlini opened this bar cafe 13 years ago in the northern wine region of Franciacorta.
Era un capannone praticamente rettangolare completamente.
It was just an empty rectangular warehouse. We redid it, building a mezzanine and creating more intimate areas. It was a ton of work, demanding both economically and in terms of hours of work. But it also gave us a lot of satisfaction. It's our baby.
Now, the two partners are ready to sell. They say that the economic crisis has taken a toll on the customers and on the bar's profits.
It is much more difficult now, more demanding. It used to be easy. Money moved around. Now they are all very careful. You have to stay up until early morning and try to give them good fun, a night not to think about their economic problems.
They're trying to sell through a website called VendereiCinesi.it, literally, sell to the Chinese. Simone Topino is the co-founder of the website that helps translate and distribute ads targeting Chinese buyers.
We started this year in mid-February. At the beginning, it was just a translator and a web developer. It was a success right away, and now we have 11 employees with 4 translators. There are lots of ads and lots of work for us.
Since Europe's economic crisis began pinching business throughout the region, there's been a steady increase in the number of Chinese opening up shop in Italy. A recent study estimates the number of Chinese-backed businesses in Italy has risen by 34% in recent years. Angelo O is the representative of the Chinese business community in Milan. He says Chinese investment in Italy is changing.
Questo cambiamento sta avvenendo verso.
There's a change toward the service industry. In the past, most businesses were in small manufacturing. So, for example, in ready-to-wear, fast fashion manufacturing. But now, there's more in the service sector. At first, the response locally was, and to some extent still is, of rejection. These Chinese buy everything. Even the town's bar that has been in the hands of an Italian family for 3 generations. What do Chinese people know about how to operate a cafe?
With time, O says, having more Chinese working in Italy's service sector will help with integration. The Loft Cafe is for sale for $1.4 million. The Chinese entrepreneurs who came to see the space so far say it's too big of an investment for them, but the owners remain optimistic that the right buyer will come along. Rebecca Valli, VOA News in Milan.